Hello, Patriot Pals. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. As you know, I have my favorite doctor out there that has gotten me through the past 2 years, but also opened my mind to so much that I did not know, to a lot of holistic and natural health, but also to prioritize different areas of my health and my wellness that I have not. Dr. Sherwood is here again. He has changed my life for the better and many other people. He was on the front lines in the beginning of the COVID outbreak. And he had to, in real time, figure out what was going on, assess patients, get them treated. And luckily, he treated about 7,000 patients in his hometown and had no deaths. And this is a big deal because, you know, some of these doctors that have been on the front line, like Dr. Sherwood, have been attacked or this and that. But at the end of the day, it's the results that he got that make him a hero. And thank you for joining me again, Dr. Sherwood.
Mel, thanks for having me. And hey, update, we're over 9,000 people now. Isn't that cool?
Yes, that is awesome. And you were out there from the very beginning saying, I'm going to assess what this is. I'm going to figure out how to treat the individual. I'm going to give them prophylactics and vitamins and pump their immune system up. And it did the trick. And so many people, patients out there didn't have the ability to find a doctor like you that wasn't following orders and was really working with the patients and the symptoms straight up and saving lives way back when. Also, very exciting, Dr. Sherwood is running for governor of Oklahoma, and I don't see anyone that could be better suited for this than you are.
Well, I appreciate you very much. We're just like we took the same approach to healing people and getting them in the place where they become optimal and functional and have a great quality of life. We're going to use some of those same principles that God has gifted us to bring healing to the state and healing to cities across our country. And then, you know, look, we give God the glory and the credit, and we're looking forward to the journey ahead. And it's all a blessing to have your support and encouragement.
Yeah, well, I couldn't be a bigger fan, because I consider you the doctor that I go to if I actually need help or information to begin with. But also, there is a holistic and a healing situation that somebody like you can bring to politics, because it is so toxic and it is so ugly. And you've really cut through that in the medical industry, big pharma, all that. Well, you know, we need that. We need that in the politics and in the society in general, a cleansing, dismantling of the toxic and the holistic and healthy rebirth of a lot of our, everything from top to bottom in our political world. Now, I have a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, because I believe that some of the things that you helped me with in the past are becoming more and more bigger issues for people out there as they learn that a lot of the immune system stuff and the therapeutics and other things that we thought were incurable, or you had to take a pill for, or you had to go through big pharma. People don't believe this anymore. And more people are waking up. The more Fauci and CDC and FDA and Pfizer and Moderna keep moving the guidelines, and then World Health Organization, then you find out that this Pfizer vaccine, or that's not a vaccine, is the highest grossing pharmaceutical ever, and it's been out for 2 years. You really have to question what is going on. So first things first, we talked about many times natural immunity and how important that was and how to protect your system. So for people that are now awake or are, you know, looking at everything and not really trusting the medical establishment, what can every person out there do? Some steps, some ways to improve their natural immune system that is more productive than a lot of the information out there.
Well, I think as far as we stand today, and this is what we're going back to March 2020 timeframe, we've got to do things that are just commonsensical. Number one, you have to eat real food and avoid processed food. That's, you know, God put medicine in food, and food is medicine. So you have to think like that. If God made our bodies in his image, then he also made the immune system in his image too. We have to get sleep. That's important. 7 to 8 hours a night. We have to get off of negative social media or negative media and begin to manage stress instead of it managing us. We have to move more, sit less. Those are four things we have control over.
Right.
We have to understand the genetic component, which we do. We have to also make sure our hormones are up to snuff and available, because the availability of hormones has a positive effect on the immune system's ability to fight diseases. And then we've used a lot of peptide therapy along the way to really help people out as far as modifying and modulating their system. And, you know, we just did all those things. And we had our standard protocol from vitamins and minerals. We used zinc, right. We used vitamin C, D, vitamin A. We used colostrum, which we've talked about that before, fascinating. Right, and we used broccoli sprout powder and omega-3 fatty acids. And we found that by putting that combination into a person's body and getting their mindset right, you know, fear had got to go.
Right.
Fear has got to go. And you bring all that together and you have a person who's very resilient and the body is able to fight back the invaders and intruders such as viruses. And so it's not a secret, but that's what we've done. And right. It's been a wonderful experience to see people set free from maybe the bondage of non-belief and the bondage of the medical system.
Yeah. You tell a story a lot. By the way, Dr. Sherwood goes to a lot of the events I go to. We're both going to be in Dallas, and we both are very available for the people that are out there. We like to meet people and really give them the time and hear what people have to say. And that's how he does it in his practice, too. And there's something you just brought up, which I've gotten a lot of emails from people that have come to you through me. You have a whole hormone therapy program, both for men and women, because it's different. Right. And there, can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's been a real game changer for a lot of people that thought that they had all these, you know, Hashimoto's or immune this, or they've been diagnosed by big pharma or big pharma is big med. And then they come to you and they're on 15 drugs and now they're on your protocol and they're getting rid of their pharmaceuticals. What are those programs? Because they're really helping people and people out there that are sluggish and not recovering and not getting better. This is a real solution.
It is. We have programs that are ranging from 40 days to 120 days that are hands off. You know, we just kind of script those out for you and provide what you need. But we also have the ability to work with us individually and as a team. We have a large practice, a bunch of team members, associate practitioners. But we're still out there. My wife and I are working with people. And you bring up a very good point about hormones, Mel. A lot of people have fallen for the trap to believe that hormones cause cancer. That is a false statement. If that were true, let's be reasonable, that means every little boy and girl reaching puberty would have cancer. That doesn't hold water. So the interesting thing about hormones is they affect the IgG, which is a protein made by our immune system. And when we have hormone availability, the IgG molecule can become less inflammatory, thereby more effective. And it is able to fight off and fend off disease processes better. And not only that, we get our body composition back in alignment, our brain. Hormones are important for brain health, bone health, and heart health. And we need all those working together to deal with this stuff we have going on in the world today.
Yeah, your program's really unique. And you also have a protocol of blood tests and all kinds of tests that really aren't standard and that most doctors never ask for. So you're not just, you're looking at every possibility in the individual to make sure that they're going to be at optimal health. And like you just said, the other thing that I hear about a lot is inflammation, because inflammation, your protocol, and you have other protocols that also address it. Inflammation causes a lot of problems. And I hear a lot about high cholesterol, this and that. Inflammation itself, though, is very dangerous. How does one fight that? And what is that? Because I don't think people know the correlation between A and B.
This is important to understand, because what I'm getting ready to say right now, one of the things that can change a life and perspective forever. The immune system is like your military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Space Force, got surveillance on the ground, in the air, everywhere along the borders. Unlike our United States borders, the immune system does have border security. With that said, the bottom line is when the immune system senses an invader, it goes to work to deal with it. The initial signaling molecules from the immune system being induced by an invader, those are called inflammatory signaling molecules. So inflammation goes up when the body is under attack, so to speak. So inflammation is not necessarily a bad thing in one hand, because it does provide positive information. But on the other hand, it's became a bad thing when it's chronic, systemic, and always upregulated. The problem with that is every disease process we know has a chronic, systemic, inflammatory component. The main thing that drives inflammation, get this, is the chemicals in the standard American diet. So it's our environment. And we think that that is inconsequential. But listen, this is important. We, Mel, create for the majority of the time our own lethality to these viruses. Well, what we do. And so, you know, we were talking before we went on live, you know, about, you know, going to some mind body work and right. spas and taking some time like that to really get the body going in a good direction. That's one of the greatest things people can do, is take care of self so the body can then take care of you.
Right. Yeah. And you and I have talked extensively, and it's very important about gut health, digestion, and all of that, and how it's connected to your overall wellness. It's super important that you talk a lot about leaky gut and how to treat yep. it. And it's really dangerous. And it's really, it's honestly a key to a lot of people healing is learning about leaky gut and how to fight it. Can you just tell real quick what that is, and what some remedies are to that, and why people need to look at their entire being and assess if they have maybe that, and that's causing problems?
So the first thing to understand what leaky gut is when we take in food, it goes in the mouth, and we know the mouth to the anus is a closed system. It's not necessarily inside your body until it gets released from that closed tube.
Right.
What part of the digestion process is to break it down and separate what is waste from what we're going to keep. Well, that's the GI function, right? Well, the immune system lies on the edge of our GI system. That's where the first line of defense is, because this is our exposure to the outside world. So if the body does all that right, it takes those nutrients and it transports them across the cell membrane, across the membranes of the small intestine into our blood system, to where it can transport those things to the cells and they can get used for other processes. Well, when the body takes in inflammatory foods, mainly processed foods, processed sugars, some of the genetic modified breads and grains, it creates a permeability or holiness, if you will. I'm not talking holiness,
right,
I'm talking a big hole. And it creates holes in that small intestine where, instead of these proteins coming through in the form and the size they're supposed to, they just are ripping out of there, going into your bloodstream, and the immune system's going, oh my God, what is this? And it's almost like a toll gate has been blown out on a highway. Wow. And all the cars are coming by, and all of a sudden now the state troopers and the National Guard are trying to stop it. That's your immune system. And that creates this whole pathology eventually of autoimmunity. It's interesting to know that our serotonin, the thing that keeps us calm and at peace, that brain neurotransmitter, the majority of that's produced in the gut. So here we have this initial brain gut connection. There are 25 more times signals sent from the gut to the brain than the brain to the gut. So my question is always facetiously saying, where is your first brain? Is it the brain or is it this brain? That's why some people call the GI system your second brain, because of that dichotomy there. And I do think that gut health is one of the things that we need to really get. And as a naturopathic philosophy goes, part of what we do is understand that the majority of diseases begin in the gut.
Right. Yeah. And I told you that when I was at this little retreat I needed to take for my health, I did some mental therapy with the gut practitioner that I was working with. And it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. She was just asking me some questions about, you know, my past and things I was holding on to. And I'm thinking, what does this have to do with my digestion or whatever? And then, you know, she asked me, she goes away. And it was like a revelation to me that suddenly I started to realize that my body was reacting to this, some of this mental discussion. So what is the mental connection? What can people do mentally to help stimulate gut health? Because it has to be related. I just lived it.
It's totally related. And I want people to write these letters down right now. F-R-A-U-D-S, F-R-A-U-D-S. And that word, from an acronym standpoint, stands for, is frauds. And the F-R-A-U-D-S stands for this: fear, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, disappointment, shame. Now, Mel, when we lose our identity into those emotions, that affects not only who we are up here, but it affects who we are in here in our gut health. That affects your immune system. Your immune system gets depressed or suppressed. Your production of neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, gets suppressed. Your production of melatonin, the sleep hormone, gets suppressed. Your sex steroid hormones get suppressed. And it all goes back to a chronic, for example, living in those frauds. And I tell people a lot, and I'll just use you as an example to people. When they're sitting in front of me, I say, stop. Do you understand that God made you in his own image? Do you understand that you are his favorite daughter? You are his favorite creation. Your name is Mel Kay. You are a world changer. You don't get caught up in the things that are unimportant. You're focused on helping people. Those things will sort of reaffirm your own identity, who you are. And it sort of takes away from the idea of who you're not. Frauds will take away your identity. It will take away who you are. It will steal from you what you have been given. And that's why those things are so critically important.
That is important.
Rid your life of those.
Yeah, for real. And, you know, it's funny that this woman, she was saying, when do you first remember having issues with your diet or digestion or constipation, whatever? And then she was kind of like connecting these dots for me that I was holding on to exactly what you're talking about, resentment. Or I'm sitting, you know, me, I have an open mind, but I'm sitting there like, I don't know what this has to do with what, like my issues with my stomach, but a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, something else that I learned, and we talked about once before, is people really don't know how to properly breathe. I had to relearn it myself, but you and I have talked about it a year ago, and it made a big difference. But I think people need to understand what the difference is between shallow breathing and breathing that is actually how you're supposed to breathe to heal your body and to function properly. Can you talk just a little bit about that? Because I think it's really important, and it's something anyone can change, just putting their mind to it and actually just changing and thinking about how they're breathing. And talk a little bit about that, please.
Certainly. You know, people do shallow breathe. I call it upper body breathing. This, you know, this kind of panting and upper body shoulders and moving all the time. That is almost a panicked approach. But we really need to transfer the breath downwards to where we become a diaphragmatic breather. And so what I'd like people to do, they're listening now, and this is going to take you 5 seconds. Just trust me. Put your hands on your belly, right where your belly button is. And when you inhale, you got to concentrate. The abdomen gets pushed out. Inhale, the abdomen gets pushed out. Exhale, and your upper body does not move.
Right.
At all. Get this. That will transfer a cortisol stress response immediately into a parasympathetic or relaxation response. I even tell people they're having a hard time going to sleep at night. If you want to demonstrate this, lie on your back, get a big, heavy book, maybe a big thick Bible, put it on your stomach and work on making the Bible go up and down as you breathe.
Right.
And when you do that, you'll probably find yourself so relaxed and so sleepy. You'll probably go to sleep in less than a minute. But the bottom line is, even when I'm talking to somebody, Mel, like, you know, and it might be, you know, being in the governor's race and talking to people, a lot of times people are sort of, you know, highly agitated, highly emotional. I will actually put, sometimes people see me speak and I'll have my hand on my belly, you know, and I don't have a stomach ache. I'm trying to work on breathing properly while I'm speaking so that I can keep my heart rate at a lower level so that I can think more clearly. We don't think when we shallow breathe. We are reactionary instead of proactive. And the body is meant to go through a balance. Good and bad, yin and yang. You know, we are supposed to be able to get stressed out when we need to, but we're not supposed to stay there. So breathing is one of those things that's completely underappreciated. And hopefully that little tip will give people there a much needed boost in their breathing ability.
Yeah, I think it will. And it also really does help with sleep. And we've talked many times about melatonin and other things, serotonin and all this stuff. But the breathing, I think, is a real important aspect to actually check your breathing, pay attention to it. People find that hard, oddly enough. And then this whole thing with the masks and what that's done to people's breathing and their ability to do all of that has been, you know, a travesty. It really sad. And people need to get back to breathing properly and being coherent. If you just do it for a little while and pay attention to it, it becomes habit. And then you'll realize you have so much more energy, too, is the other thing. Right.
Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, people can do that. And just these little things that we're talking about, you think you got to go out and spend a whole bunch of money to get healthy. That's just not true. I mean, I told people, and we, of course, created that ebook for people in the Mel
Kay. Oh, right. Yes, that's the best. I tell everyone to download them.
Yeah, Sherwood.tv/Mel Kay. Go there. We've given you all these principles, emotional, physical, spiritual there that, you know, you don't had to pay for it. We just poured it in there for you. So don't do anything. Get that and put it to work. And all of our programs and things are tied into there. So you can look at all we do. There's books and movies and all the stuff we've done. But the bottom line is we want people to have that so they can have the ability to change their health physically, emotionally, spiritually for the better right now.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing you and your wife never leave out of the room is God. And it makes a big difference because I know everything you guys do is really from a place of faith and God and healing and truth, you know, and that's a big, big, important thing. No matter what you do, you always do it with a lot of faith involved. And it's a real pleasure to know you and watch you as a doctor really put God back front and center in your work and in your practice. Now, just to jump over a little, because you're going to be the next governor of Oklahoma, I wanted to talk a little bit about your journey so far in that realm, because I keep warning people to pay attention to, we can't go backwards. We have to realize that it is every American citizen. Not only should our vote matter to us and that it's properly counted as intended by us, but we can't anymore go and say, Republican, 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 I'm voting for all of them or anything else, independent. We have to actually vet every single person we're voting for from here on out. And if you're not, then you're not participating in the American system the way that you should be as a proud citizen. And I wanted to know your thoughts, because you jumped into it. You felt a calling, as you always do, after you dealt with the healing and saving so many people on the fly, and then realized a lot of stuff that you already knew, but it's becoming more and more. And you clearly were on the front lines and being put out there as a leader in this, you know, figuring out the COVID and the whole thing. That led you to also be like, well, maybe I can be a healer and a leader in healing this country from the inside out. What have you found so far on your journeys into the political world of running for the governor? Because I'd like a lot more people like you to be running, but there's a lot of fear. They've made it a money thing. There's lots of external money, and there's a lot of manipulation. Swamp goes deep. So tell me a little bit about your experience so far.
Well, those that know me, and you and Rob do, I'm not going to compromise my principles. But what I've learned so far, and this is what people need to know, is just because someone says they're Republican, that doesn't mean anything. This concept of Republican in name only is a real deal. People need to understand it. You need to vote for and vet the individual person from you. Ask them questions. If they don't answer your questions, that's a problem. If they don't answer your call, if they don't answer your email, if they avoid things and get this political babble, I call it, don't believe them. Also look at their past. You know, what are they doing? Not just what are they saying, and not how much money they've given, not how much they're worth, but what are they doing? Are they battling for people? Had they been a battler? Had they been a fighter? Had they stood for the under defended people? Have they done that? And then I think you need to, when you look at this, look for people that are unconventional, that have uncommon courage, uncommon courtesy, uncommon, manners in which they do things. No more can you vote for parties. You know, even though I am a Republican and it lines up most closely with what I believe, there are polar differences between myself and a Republican in name only. Right. A lot of the red states need to be aware of this. Don't take it for granted one bit. Hear my heart with this. You have a red state. Don't think your vote doesn't matter, because there is election fraudulent going on right there, right now. And there are people that are trying to stay in office. They're just part of the establishment and they're not doing anything. If you want to change things, do something different. Right. Einstein said it best. If what you've been doing for the last 30 years is not working, that's pretty much insanity. So right. Vote for people that really will show themselves. Like you and I go out, we were talking about this, that will get in front of you, that will give you their contact, not just a passive handshake. And this is probably the last thing, and this is most important. Make sure that they love people that don't have money as much as they love people that do have money. I don't have any tolerance for favoritism. Honestly, Mel, when somebody comes up to me at those events or whatever, I don't care if they have body odor. I don't care if they don't have a pot to piss in. That person is the most important person in my life right now. And I mean that with all of my heart. I don't like the concept of favoritism. I watch it. I've turned down that mess. I'm not going to put up with it. And that's just me.
Yeah. And people have to really pay attention to that. The fact that all this lobbying and this money and the money Soros and Zuckerberg and that they pick and choose. And like you said, it's very important to vet everyone. Because one of the big problems with this last election and the amount of fraud is these judges haven't listened. They haven't even looked at the evidence. And that's because the judges are also, a lot of these judges, compromised. And you can't just think about Republican or Democrat. Everything, and we've learned, if nothing else, this last 2 years, that every single vote, all the way down the ballot, makes a real big difference. The sheriffs, judges, attorney generals, city council, school boards, every single thing that you check off, you better have done your homework and make sure that that's the right person, that they're constitutional, in my opinion, constitutional conservatives, that they are people of faith and love of God and country and our history. Being America first is not an ugly thing. Every country should be that country first. Yes. So we'd be a lot better planet. And then also, how much do they care about your state? Because if all of our states were healthy and healed and had legit elections with good people running our states, then this overreach from federal government would be impossible. And if all of our states, that's why, even though you're in Oklahoma, I still encourage everyone to go to we'll give all your websites and you'll tell us in a minute, but go and support candidates all over the country. That are America first, are constitutional, are bound by God, a love of God and country and children and history and justice and law and order. And the more states we have filled with heroes and leaders and people that we can trust, the easier it's going to be to dismantle the toxic waste that is the District of Columbia and their overreach of our constitutional republic. I saw even Joe Biden again, whatever or whoever he is, he's having some democracy thing coming up where he's going to define democracy. And of course, China and Russia aren't invited. Neither is Turkey. And a lot of, I don't know what their foreign policy is. It's to alienate and exclude, and I guess try to have a war. But at the end of the day, they use this democracy and they turn it upside down. People really need to educate themselves that we're a constitutional republic and that Democracy Alliance, Justice Democrats, all these people that are funded by George Soros, they're basically the opposite. And we got to make sure that none of these people that are really communists and socialists sneak into our elections fraudulently or otherwise. And that includes a bunch of rhinos.
It does. And this is important. People can look. There is public information on all these people, where they took the money from. You can look at my site and you can see the big fat zero. You can look at these. Well, honestly, this is hardworking people, but it is public information drug companies gave. And, you know, you have to report that. Now, do I think they always report that? Probably not. But some of these political action committees, you know, all that mess, that is a problem. And when you look at this, let's regain the concept of state sovereignty, the 10th Amendment, and push back. I have no problem telling Joe Biden and his communist cronies to go pound sand and figure out a place to put my size 11 shoe. Right. We don't need them in our lives. We have the ability through God's provision. If we take the first step and push back, he'll give us number two step, which is provision. Right. We don't need to have all the information first. We just need to have the principles of guidance and direction and take the first step. And when we do, we'll get this country back, but it'll be a new way, a new found hope, right, a new found pride, and really the country that was founded by God and blessed by God, because his hand of blessing will return.
Yeah. And we have to find, and you're a great example and leader. We have to find more of you. And if you're out there and you're not somebody who would run or would want that kind of, that leadership responsibility that is very stressful and requires a lot of effort and time and energy. But if you know people in your community that you look up to, and you know, not only are good business leaders and good and support the community and are good humans and are about God and faith and freedom and justice and the first and the book of Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and especially our inalienable rights given by God. If you know people like that in the community, suggest to them that they run. And then support them on the other side and support them in this battle. Like you said, and I've talked to a couple other people that are throwing their hats in the ring. You know, there's a whole consultant class out there that keeps perpetuating this same swamp stuff, that it's all about raising money. But like you said, and I've seen, you know what, if somebody can pop in $5, just as important to you as somebody that can give $2,500 or whatever. It shouldn't be about that. It should really be about the person and the message. And I have a feeling we're going to see a big difference in the electorate in 2022, because there's going to be a lot more people like you out there that are strongly vetted and will show this is what a good leader and somebody that actually cares about people and changing our country for the better looks like. And this is what somebody that George Soros, and like you said before, you can look up who finances these people, but what you have to understand about especially Soros's network and now the Zuckerberg network is they have shell companies.
They do.
Shell companies. So don't just take, oh, they got all their money from X. Look at who owns X. Look at where, does X connect somehow to the Open Society or to the Zuckerberg Chan Civic Foundation or the Bloomberg? You have to understand these people they're not for America. They're not for our Constitution, our freedom, our Bill of Rights, or our God-given rights. And I'll tell you right now, Dr. Sherwood absolutely is, and he's the real deal. And he's a great doctor and a great friend. And do you have anything to, Rob Reilly is here, by the way. Do you have anything you want to ask that I didn't ask already?
No, I'm so excited to follow your journey to the governor ship. And I guess we're going to be seeing you in January at
we're going to see him.
I know we're going to see him in December, but you're going to have a big event in January.
Yeah. For those of you that are in the Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Colorado, New Mexico area, we're going to be holding an event on January the 22nd. That's going to be in Oklahoma City. And you, Mel K, will be there live and in color.
I will. I'll be anywhere that Dr. Sherwood goes, because I love him. And we do all the meet and greets in Dallas. Yep. We're going to have one in Arizona in January. We're having Ohio in February. We love going out and meeting the people. Dr. Sherwood and I really love the intimate moments with true patriots who are out there. They maybe come to the event, they feel alone, they feel they've lost family, friends, and in their search for truth, unfortunately, and their faith in God and following what they believe. And you know, that's a big part of what Dr. Sherwood and I like to go to these events for, is because you will leave these events, I assure you, feeling, you know, filled with faith and joy and love of country and love of God. And please go to our events on themelkshow.com. We have Dr. Sherwood under partners. We also have our events there too. All the meet and greets Dr. Sherwood and I do together. And it's really an amazing opportunity to get out there. And you know what? People go to these things, Dr. Sherwood, and they meet new friends. And they meet new spouses. I know people that got married since Tampa. You know, it's amazing, right?
It is beautiful. And, you know, I encourage people to really get involved.
Yeah.
Get involved. And it just took somebody pushing me to say, Mark, get out there and get involved. Encourage someone else. Share the love. Become a hope dealer. Become an encouragement sharer. And give people some mask-free hugs these days.
Right.
I think they'll appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Dr. Sherwood and I always like, we're huggers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're huggers. We're heart to heart people. And also, so Dr. Sherwood, tell people, I do have to highly recommend one of his programs. It will change your life. Yeah. Especially I really like the hormone program, but there's 30 days, 60 days. Lifestyle, full changes, but even yep. one of the programs really can jumpstart your life and your health back into a place where your body's functioning as God intended. And Dr. Sherwood's taken a lot of time. Also, his amazing wife is a doctor as well. And they really are changing lives and saved a lot of lives before anyone knew what COVID was as well. So that says a lot. Where can people find you, Dr. Sherwood?
So they're going to go to sherwood.tv/MelK.
Ah, and yes.
That's where we want to send them to because I want to know who is part of the MelK family and want to give them a special blessing. So go there and do that. And if you're interested in the campaign, you can go to sherwood2022.com.
Sherwood2022.com. Listen, all politics is local now, and we have to support every single state, not just our own, and make sure that every state is in shape, is sovereign, and has the right leaders, because that's how we're going to dismantle the mess that is the federal government's overreach and this whatever they're doing right now, which is not constitutional and is not America. And our founding fathers are back and alive and well, and they are fighting behind Dr. Sherwood and all the good patriots out there. So thank you so much, Dr. Sherwood. Everyone, please go to sherwood.tv/MelK. He's awesome to everyone, but he especially likes me. So
I have a partiality for Mel and Rob. I just got to tell you.
And I really do have the best audience, you know, no matter where they kick me off of, they come find me anyway. So I know that I'm supported by the most amazing patriots out there. Yeah. And so are you. And I will see you in Dallas. And even more than that, I will see you in the governor's mansion in Oklahoma, not too long from now. So lots of love to you and your family and your wife. And I will see you in Dallas. Thank you.
All right. We love you guys very much. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oklahomans' rights are being violated. Personal liberties are being removed by force and by passivity. Americans are being bullied, intimidated, and manipulated. Oklahoma needs a strong leader who will stand up to federal overreach. We must stop unconstitutional mandates and elimination of informed consent. As a naturopathic doctor, I've personally treated over 9,000 COVID-19 patients with zero deaths. That does not include the thousands upon thousands whom I've assisted with their overall health. As your next governor, I will defend Oklahomans' rights. I will not be bought with federal funds, corporate entities, or any other monies that have strings attached. I will not surrender your freedoms, nor will I bow down to petty tyrants, their scare tactics, or their threats. So stand with me and vote Mark Sherwood for governor.